Glory to God. Thank God for the word. Thank God for faith in Christ Jesus. Thank God for the gospel of Christ. Hallelujah. Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. Hallelujah. To them that believe. So the gospel of Christ is the power of God to save. Glory to Jesus. I welcome you to another episode of Everyday with Jesus podcast. And we've been considering confession of sins. So I'm going to share a few things this morning. This is episode 87. I'm going to share a few things this morning, and then we are going to pray. There's this burden for prayer. Hallelujah. There's this strong burden for prayer. We have to pray. Hallelujah. We have to pray. In some way, somehow, it feels like the burden for prayer is going to extend. We're going to have long hours of prayer on certain days. Not on this morning broadcast. It could be before this morning broadcast, maybe 6 or 6:30 or later in the evening. You know, a part of me actually wants it to be later in the evening. You are coming back from work or you are, I don't know, wherever you are, late in the evening, and then we are praying together. That's the last thing we do together before you go to bed. So we have God's word. We have prayers consistently every day of our lives. Hallelujah. I want to assure you that a lot of remarkable things, are going to happen through this commitment. A lot of change, a lot of transformation will take place via this commitment. Glory be to God. There are only two things that make the believer strong, that bring spiritual maturity, that make for growth. God's word and prayers. Hallelujah. God's word and prayers. Those two things, Bible speaks of two things that build up in the faith. Just two things. 1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Have you seen? God's word is able to make you grow. Acts 20:32, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. God's word is able to build us up. 1 Corinthians 14:2, he who prays in an unknown tongue does not speak to men, but to God. Hallelujah. Bible says he who prays in an unknown tongue does not speak to men. 1 Corinthians 14:2. He doesn't speak to men, he speaks to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. But then the Bible now says in verse 4 of 1 Corinthians 14, he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. That's the word that means to build up oneself. Then we have Jude 20. Beloved, praying, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the spirit. Hallelujah. So you see two things that are able to build us up: a devotion to God's word, receiving the word of his grace, and then praying fervently in the spirit. So I want to believe strongly that if we make this a daily practice, we feed on the word of God, we receive the word of God, and then we give ourselves to prayer, there will be a lot of transformation, a lot of change. There will be a lot of, you know, maturity that would happen through these commitments. So let's get to today's study. We've been studying on confession of sins. And then, like I said, I'm going to share a few things and then we'll pray. So let me start from where we stopped in the last episode. Hebrews chapter 8. You know, I said, if God does not reckon sin, if God does not impute sin, why then do people make a daily practice of confessing their sins? And you know, when we say confession of sins today, it is not even according to scriptures. People make a list of their sins, and then they are begging and pleading for forgiveness. Hallelujah. You know, I've been in Christian gatherings where I heard people listing out sins that people must apologize to God for and ask God to forgive them. You find people saying the sin of murder, the sin of fornication, the sin of adultery, the sin of all kinds of sins. One person. And then you ask the person, did you really commit all these things? And he said, you know, only God knows. You know, you're not even sure if you committed it. Hallelujah. Just to be on the safe side, you confess all kinds of sins. The ones you dabbled into, the ones you did not even do, the ones you couldn't have ever done. You just confess everything just to be on the safe side. Hallelujah. You know, in the Christian circles, in the church, we have, you know, all kinds of sins. Sins of omission, sins of commission. Hallelujah. We have intentional sins, unintentional sins. So you just want to be sure that you've not done anything without your consent. You did things you did not even know were sinful. So you want to confess all kinds of sins. Hallelujah. You're not sure whether when you were asleep, your spirit had gone to assassinate somebody. So you just commit, you've committed murder in your sleep without knowing. So you begin to confess the sin of murder. Praise God. Then you can even look at the book of Matthew where Jesus was saying, if you ate a brother, you already committed murder. And if you look to a woman lustfully, if you already committed adultery, you say, oh God. Then you begin to confess sins of murder, sins of adultery, fornication, and all kinds of things. Glory to God. But I'm going to show you something today that would make you realize that the idea of confessing sins daily and asking for forgiveness daily is totally unscriptural. It is anti the redemption creed. It is anti the gospel. It is anti scriptures. It is anti the finished work of Jesus. It is anti Christ. It is anti the gospel. The idea of pleading for forgiveness on a daily basis negates everything that the redemption of Jesus stands for. Hallelujah. Hebrews in chapter 8. Quickly. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 8. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 8. Look at this quickly now. I'll read from verse 12. Hebrews 8 from verse 12. Glory to God. Okay, let me start from verse 7. Bible says, For if that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second. Because finding fault with them, he says, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant which I made with their fathers in the days when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant and I disregarded them, says the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God and they shall be my people. None of them shall say to his neighbor and none his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me from the least of them to the greatest of them. When he says all of them shall know me, he's not talking about Bible knowledge. He speaks of knowing God, contacting God via faith in Christ Jesus. A knowledge that transcends knowing something in your mind. It speaks of a relationship. Hallelujah. A relationship. Just like a child is born into a family, though the child cannot say many things about the family he's born into because the child is a baby. However, there's a link. They know the baby and the baby knows them. Hallelujah. The baby actually knows the parent. Without knowing many things in his or her mind, the baby knows the parent. There's a relationship. John chapter 17 verse 3, Jesus says, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. This is eternal life, that they may know you. Glory be to God. Paul, while writing to the Galatians, while they were neck deep in the era of legalism, you know what Paul said to them? He says in Galatians chapter 4, glory to Jesus, while they were neck deep in legalism, while their minds were distorted and they had a distorted view of the gospel, a distorted view of who God is, a distorted view of how to mature in the faith. They thought they were meant to progress in the faith or mature in the faith by works, having begun by faith. While in that state of confusion, you know what Paul said to them? Galatians chapter 4, verse 8. But then indeed, when you did not know God, you served those things which by nature are not God's. But now, after you have known God, or rather are known by God, in this state of utter confusion, in this state of being distorted, in these days of having a distorted view of God, in this state of being confused and carried away and swayed and tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, Paul says, you know God and God knows you. Hallelujah. Because by virtue of the new birth, we have a knowledge of God. It's intimate. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. We know God. Hallelujah. This is beyond Bible study. This is knowledge based on union with the Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So he says, all of them shall know the Lord, from the least of them to the greatest. And then it goes to verse 12, and he says, for I'll be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds, I'll remember no more. Their sins and their lawless deeds, I'll remember no more. When he says I'll remember no more, it doesn't mean God is suffering from memory loss. No, it means I will not reckon sin to their account. Hallelujah. I'm not going to impute sin. I'm not going to bear in mind so as to punish or to reward. Sins are not reckoned in the New Testament. Glory to Jesus. We're in a testament where sins are not imputed. Hallelujah. So if sins are not imputed, why then do people make a daily habit of pleading for forgiveness? I mean, God is not reckoning sin against you. What is the need for asking for forgiveness? Hallelujah. We find this in the New Testament. Sin is not imputed to those who God has imputed righteousness. And that's the big deal. Because God has imputed righteousness, he cannot impute sin. Look at Romans chapter 4 quickly. God has imputed righteousness. It is impossible for the same God to impute sin. Glory be to Jesus. Let me ask you a question. Did you ever catch Abraham asking for forgiveness? You won't find a place where Abraham was pleading to God for forgiveness. Abraham made some grave mistakes. For instance, Abraham was told that he was going to have a son by Sarah, or through Sarah. And then Abraham listened to the voice of his wife, and then he had a son, another son, through Hagar, Ishmael. You notice that God said nothing about that situation. It was as though Abraham did not do anything wrong. Hallelujah. Have you noticed that God did not make mention of, God did not call Abraham and start talking and start getting angry over it? No, it was as though nothing happened. You know why? Abraham was already declared righteous in the sight of God. Glory be to God. He was already declared righteous. So it was impossible for God to impute sin, because God already credited to his account righteousness. Romans chapter 4, and that's what we're about to read. Romans chapter 4, many of the things that Abraham did wrong were not imputed because God had already credited him righteousness. God has accounted to him righteousness. It's impossible to account to a man righteousness and sin at the same time. It's either a man is imputed sin or a man is imputed righteousness. You cannot have both at the same time. Hallelujah. That's why sinners are sinners and saints are saints. You don't have sinners who are saints or saints who are sinners. No. It's either you are a saint or you are a sinner. There are certain places in the New Testament where believers are referred to as saints, saints by position, and there are places where believers are referred to as sinners, or you see the word an evil person with respect to conduct. Glory be to God. However, positionally, by nature, the man is righteous in the sight of God. And God cannot impute sin unto him, because the same God has imputed unto him righteousness. Romans chapter 4. Are you still following? Romans chapter 4. Look at this from verse 1. What then shall we say Abraham, our father, according to the flesh has found? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For of what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. You see, the same way Abraham's faith was counted as righteousness, the man in Christ today, his faith in the gospel of Jesus is accounted as righteousness. Hallelujah. Look at verse 6. Bible says, just as David describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. Have you seen? God has imputed righteousness. Some days back, somebody chatted me up. He doesn't believe in the concept of imputed righteousness. I said, but this thing is scriptural. Hallelujah. Bible says God imputes righteousness to men apart from their works. The man that believes in the gospel has received the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. 1 Corinthians 1:30, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 1:30-31. So you see that imputed righteousness is biblical doctrine. Imputed righteousness is New Testament doctrine. The man that has faith in Christ Jesus has been imputed with the righteousness of God, has been accounted the righteousness of God. He's called a righteous man on account of his faith. Glory to Jesus. Back to Romans chapter 4. Look at verse 7. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin. Have you seen this? The man that is in Christ, the man that is blessed in the gospel, is the man to whom God will not impute sin. Why? God already imputed righteousness. Glory to Jesus. God already imputed righteousness. And because God is not double-minded, God will not change his mind. God will not say one thing today and say another thing tomorrow. You see, the same way God called Abraham the father of many nations, even when Abraham was doubting, and Abraham didn't have a child, and he was doubting, and went ahead to impregnate Hagar, and gave birth and had Ishmael, God did not change his mind. God kept referring to him as Abraham, because what God has said, he will not reverse. God is not man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. God doesn't say things based on the fickleness and the fleeting nature of emotions. God is not suffering from emotional instability. He says what he will do, and he does what he says. He's a faithful God. Hallelujah. So when God imputes righteousness, he will not impute sin. When God calls you a name, he will not change his mind. Hallelujah. So we are called the righteousness of God. Because of this, the man in Christ Jesus is the man to whom God will not impute sin. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, what was imputing sin? The law. And the law was set aside already. The law has been set aside in Christ Jesus. The law has been put away in Christ Jesus. The Old Testament that was imputing sin has been put away. Romans chapter 5 verse 13. Glory to Jesus. Bible says, for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Have you seen that? Sin is not imputed when there is no law. So the law has been cancelled. Glory to Jesus. You don't believe this? Romans chapter 10 verse 4. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to them that believe. The law has been set aside for the man in Christ. Glory be to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'll read from verse 17. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 5 from verse 17. Therefore, if any man is in Christ Jesus, is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ Jesus reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. So in Christ Jesus, God is not imputing trespasses to men. God is not counting sins against men in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So now, here's the point. If God does not count sins against men, if God does not reckon sin to the account of those who are in Christ, if God in Christ is not reckoning sin to the account of men, why do you think there's a need for you to daily plead for forgiveness? Hallelujah. Many times you think that the practice of confessing your sins and asking God to forgive you every day, you think it makes sense. You think it's a religious thing that makes sense. You think it's some form of devotion and spirituality. But then, do you know what? It's dangerous. It's damnable. It's doing more harm than good. Hallelujah. And that's where I'm going to close today. It is doing more harm than good. The idea of asking for forgiveness every day and pleading and saying God should forgive you and always being conscious of sin, conscious of a need for forgiveness, it is not helpful. It is dangerous. It is damnable. It obstructs and hinders people from growing spiritually. Hallelujah. It cripples you. It's a disadvantage. Hebrews chapter 10. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 10. Oh, hallelujah. Look at from verse 1. Bible says, for the law, having a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with these same sacrifices, which they offer continually year by year, make those who approach perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered? Have you seen? We taught this before in, previous episodes. How that Bible says that if those sacrifices could have perfected those guys, there would have been no need, hallelujah, to continually offer those sacrifices. The reason why the sacrifices were offered year by year was because the sacrifices could not take away sin. That means the reason why people felt there was a need for forgiveness on a yearly basis, and for some it was even a daily practice, trespass offerings and all that, then they had the yearly offerings. The reason why they continued and persisted in offering those sacrifices was because the sacrifices could not cater for the sin problem once and for all. Hallelujah. So Bible says, look at this, verse 2. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, for the worshippers, once purified, would have had no more consciousness of sins. Have you seen? Once purified. So the problem is not with the fact that the folks were sinning. The problem was with the fact that the sacrifice was not potent enough to address the sin problem. Hallelujah. Verse 3. But in those sacrifices, there's a reminder of sins every year, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins. Now, compare that with the sacrifice of Jesus. Hebrews 10:10. By that will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. So, while the offerings of the Old Testament could not purify men once for all, the offering of Jesus did. Hallelujah. The sacrifice of Jesus sanctifies and purifies men once and for all time. Hallelujah. Now, the implication of this is simple. It means that what the offerings of the animals, what the Old Testament could not do, is what the sacrifice of Jesus has done. Because his sacrifice has perfected us once and for all time, that means the sacrifices cease to be offered. It had to be a once for all sacrifice. Jesus does not need to offer himself over and over again. Why? Because his sacrifice perfects men once and for all time. The implication is this, that the the worshippers, the folks that have been perfected by that sacrifice, ought not to have the consciousness of sins anymore. Hallelujah. A conscience of sin. What is the consciousness of sin? A feeling of enmity between you and God. A feeling of you always need to be forgiven to be accepted. A feeling of you are not good enough. A feeling of guilt and inferiority complex, which was what they carried under the law, which was what they perpetually bore in their hearts. That was the reason why they could not draw near. Glory be to Jesus. And the contrast is what we see in Christ Jesus. There should be no more consciousness of sins. What are we meant to be conscious of today? We should be conscious of Christ and what he has done. Hallelujah. So imagine this, that every year there was a reminder of sins. That was the reason why they were much more conscious of sins. There was a reminder. The sacrifices reminded them. They're not getting the point. Because they were always offering sacrifices for sins, it occurred to them, it was clear to them that they were still in need of forgiveness. That they were yet to be accepted. That was the consciousness of sin. Hallelujah. The need to always offer sacrifices over and over again to repeatedly do something. Let me give you an example, an illustration. If you are treated for a particular ailment, and then they tell you the ailment is gone, and then you don't need to come to the hospital again. Now, you won't be conscious of sickness because doctors have told you it has been solved. But if they tell you, well, you've been healed, though, you've been treated, but you still need to come back for some, you know, vaccinations every 2 months and some checkups and some, you know, drugs to help you stay balanced, you know that something is wrong. You know that the doctors are not telling you the total truth. You know that they are hiding something from you, praise God. Because the truth of the matter is, the fact that you need to go back to take some tests and take some drugs and get some vaccinations would make you conscious of sickness. Hallelujah. You'll be conscious of a need to be well, a need to be treated, a need to be fully free from sickness and illnesses and diseases. Hallelujah. So that was what the repeated offerings actually did to these guys. That we had to offer sacrifices over and over and over again. We offer sacrifices today, you say we are forgiven, then we have to come back to offer it again. That shows us that we are not fully accepted and free from the slavery and the corruption of sin. Hallelujah. That means we are not fully free from a need to always come for forgiveness. That was what the offerings ministered to them. The repeated sacrifices, that was what he communicated to them. It showed them that they were still in need of forgiveness. Now, what is worse today? They were doing it yearly. Believers do it every day. Some believers do it many times in the day. Hallelujah. In one single day, you ask for forgiveness over 10 times. Some believers do it over 20 times. Some believers have lost count. Some believers will even say, Father, forgive me for what I'm about to say. I mean, you are so conscious of sin, you are asking for forgiveness almost every hour of the day. That is so bad. That is a terrible place to be. You'll be so conscious of sin. You'll be so conscious of sin, conscious of guilt, feeling inferior, feeling that you are in need of forgiveness, feeling you are not yet accepted. Glory be to God. That's a bad place to be. Hallelujah. Now we have the witness of the word of God that forgiveness is a once for all thing. Forgiveness is a done deal. Jesus already died for our sins, and by faith in him, we have been forgiven. Sins have been remitted. Jesus has taken away sins once for all time. Sins are not imputed. Righteousness has been imputed for all time. And this is the reason why there is no need to ask for forgiveness. Righteousness is our portion in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. So we're going to make progress on this tomorrow. We are the forgiven ones. We have been delivered from the consciousness of sins. Righteousness is our portion forever in Christ Jesus. We have been purified once for all time. The sacrifice was once. The forgiveness is once. We have obtained it. We are not trying to get it. It is ours now in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1:7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Forgiveness is a present tense possession. We have it now in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to make progress on this tomorrow. You know, the initial plan was to teach for a few minutes and then we pray. So let's just begin to pray right now. Let's begin to pray. Papa Rusko Poria Gala Madusko Elamon Brotokus Kaparate Yeno Costo here Eveke Paria Kito Londro Dusko Eleman Groko Bashaka Tabakala Diskete Frekete Ferete Frekefele Broko Soproto Elema Goto Soprokodia Gabaratada Rakatabaradada Agromos Toporodos Katika
kikatiria erige biri biri yida baka tusko porodono e yi babarata baragata baratiska elamodo shopote rugoto shoprodiska menamondo progodia regadando scoporia e grodei baradis paradi barakata baragino marodino menagate enamodo shoporudu na balatu susufe levelide e gegeria baporia elamo suta papariete e yola puru suze vele gere ture giba suta palatateka agrototo regenama soporote e gridi barakatika maradamo dusko poye elamodo shopre di baragadis katalu e gebaba yaka tatata ele mondo soto ele mendo suto orimo ture 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 giba sute mituri agabalata agabagabagabala broto skotolo elemende pro kabas pataragayanta elemendo soprote elemendo soprote engro kapayeta engro koparita paratiska engre peragisa faratita egre tike 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 karatita elemabo sopotoria elemambro kabaradeska paragadasata paragabasata ergabasate enamando soprokoto sobelodor tirgeba subnegen niria eremada baba baba ragabasaka paradinia eremadolo soproto eremendolo prokopokopoloto eremendolo suprokoto belegerelo skate elegeba baba baba rikotsopo elemandra kayanda rakata balangra paya angro prapayanda bashata barada elemabro prodo rodo badasate rodo gelebala sata elema grupokopokopolo prokodobologoro prokodobologoro dosko elemende sopra dian legede beledede egrege dian la glabla la bala daria agro gagabasa agro prala gabasata elemere sete belia de la clodoro doro tule gere dodia mena matuso, mera matuso, mera matuso, mera matuso, ni maratisa, ere madasata, mara gadabakabatiska, ere gete kete ketele, ere gete kete kete ketele, ere gita 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 babaledia, aramanda prog bababaria mbadeskata, mangro paparosku porondi, ele medebe deberede, ele madashapra paye, ele geda bro babaya, ere geba shapra papaya, ere geba shapra papaye, ere geba shata papaya, ere geba shata papayela, aromba soporoto toto eraba tusko porodo liga badaska pala gala niri gebalaska pavara deya elemadosu elemagoto progoto bologorodosko egoto prodo supra babarusko porodita priba baba sata ega pondria egra bondria egra bondia eramando soto opilondo supro yela kontuskata ele godo muno dorgino supro dige del dusko to ega bapo kunda paridosko paya ega gaga tuzo eramada tifeze Vregetive vei, evretive vei, avo fotu fokoto froko fotu sofele fele to. Ela pa pruko supre geriaga, nembo kondo, membro tuska, mendo kondo susa fraka tunga kangaronto, e gakra kombro disko pombro dia, ele mambro daria, adia, adia, daria, daria, kabara tila, dalia, dalia, daraka tilia, ela mangro komboroto, soporote geriredi, eromondi suprode, engro prado supre barianga la shutoboro, ele mango shap. Parada, Yeremando Suproderia, miracles are here, miracles are here, miracles are here, miracles are here. The things that are considered impossible are being done. Agabacando Scoprodo, Eregabasu Prodoloto, Erebado Sopro Poporodoloto, Eremando Soprodia, whatever it is, whatever it feels like, no matter how insurmountable it feels like, by the power of the Holy Ghost, things are turning around. Miracles are here, miracles are here. Agakalo Suta. Egeriga dabasa karabala gara ni rigiba sata elemando sopo gito protosa legrete scateria gabarata angredeus capare regete cabare erebata fata fata rogo boso porto things that are unheard of with respect to miracles, with respect to acts of power, with respect to the authority of Jesus finding expression through the sons of men, finding expression through the body, through the believers, finding expression through the church, things that are unheard of na bakuto rote garuska parade jo produska egete fregete vele gele turge baska porode legro paparundoscopo lenge paparata padabadabalabalata egede begede bele gele turska paradenia eremede bele 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 gele devrigi baska toloto ege baba kuta balabalata agagaloto egro babalata egro babayata balata agabrosha egrebe debe 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 bele gine dirgi basata elemandrakos kaparate ejijeretete 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 jeretete, e ji jeretete, ajarita la ta 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 ta, agarita ta 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 ta, agarita ta 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 ta, rigara bashata, ere de de rota, ere gete te 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 rota, ere giba ba 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 rota, ere gaba ba 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 rota, ege ruga ba 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 rota, ege fraga ba ga ba ga ba ga ba ga ba la tosa, ege ruga ba 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 yonto, elemento so prokoto bolo goro lo skoto ro golo lo froko bolo skoto, ego lombro gen ma gratu sku parate, le gretesku parate, ere de peretete, ere bita paratata, aramisa vila vlatu, ege masu su vila vlatu kotoro tor geba sapara, agro papa rica pa sapara kayanta, e grano toria, e grano perie, e yutori, e yutori, e yutori, agrama susu vela kutu malakunto, e gregete luto rogonundo rogonundo, e gurete, e gurete, e guretia, agura basuta barate teria, e galama tosta poroto, e galama no shota porototo, e genigiba sata ta 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 ta, e go baba barusu papa ragatuno golotoro gononini e galato, e gilia balatata, e ginia marando scoperi e galandus keke, lugrun gaga, lungru gagalunska ha, lungru gagalushka, lungru gagalush, geino gotus keterie, e gulie gobolo toko, ukula pakulia, e grupa ruskata, o jailo parate, elamadoso progeno mondoscoperia, recta kutia, agabaporu, e grecacoria, e grecacaria, a diusco poie, griketel, e grura sire, vriketa, agapayono, e gropayono, e gropayono, e gropayono, e gropayono, e jutopo, e gotoso poto, precotus of odus of rete, freketis, e veli, reketi, la catata, la gratataka, agradicata, agronom, tosho potombra, the monde, a bashuso, fronde, morote, malate, a gusu parata, e gusu soporia, e jutos potoriada, a jatus coto, e jupelus coporia gabaya, a gragabajuska palaguru, burgarabala, scapa yondelia, e grede, e balu, erene, agapa, rabade, regete, regesu, repetilia, a gragabasaka palagara, tirigiba, shaka palagara, niriba, sato, elemento soprogodogodo, frogodomeneganoski to predia. Don't doubt the spirit. Don't doubt the things you perceive in your spirit. Don't doubt the impressions that are laid on your heart by the Spirit of God. Don't doubt the things that are told you. Don't doubt the things that are whispered into your ears by the Holy Ghost. Don't doubt the things that the Lord wants you to do. Don't doubt the things. Don't doubt them by the magnitude, by the magnitude of work involved. Don't doubt the things that God has told you to do. Don't doubt the things, the impressions and the instructions of the Holy Ghost. Don't doubt the things that God moves you to do. Don't doubt the things that God leads you to do. Don't look at them in the natural. Don't be confused. Don't be confounded by the difficulty that they seem to have in the natural. Just yield to the Holy Ghost. Just yield to the Holy Ghost. Just follow the impression of the Spirit and get these things done. Listen, for every instruction, you have the backing of the Spirit of God. You have the backing of the power of God. You have the backing of God Himself. You have the backing of Him who sent you. Just follow, just yield, just obey, and watch and see the glory of God. Don't doubt the impressions laid on your heart. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt it. Run with it. Don't doubt it. Just do as you are led. Just do as you are led. Just do as you are led. And you will see the glory of God in diverse situations. In diverse situations. In diverse situations. In diverse relationships. There are things that are told you. There are things that are being said to you now. There are instructions crossing your mind every now and then. Don't hold back. Don't doubt the things that you see and hear. Follow the impressions of the Spirit. And you see the glory of God. Pakolo su prederia katulu gratisio. Ego ruska parata kuda baratuta tira gada tuta farata. Jepo pokutaka. Ligoluska pakule pele deidi. Krupe ruska pure dina kuta lata. Jatakute barakute ragatuske vregita. Jeke kura katanunde regatuske paragada. Feferete, feferete, avura fafarata, azoto frika tara guskus eveleke, zusa frataye, ejola paporia katusu sufoloturi kini nusku parata. Granosha, granoshka, ganoskuteria, renoskuteria. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Your hands are not weary. 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 Your hands are strengthened to do that which the Lord has called you to do. Your hands are not weary. Your hands are strengthened to do that which the Lord has called you to do. Every day you increase in strength, you increase in might, you increase in strength, you increase in might, and the Lord will send you men. The Lord will send you men, men that are faithful, men that will stand by you, men that would lift your hand and hold your hands up high, men that would strengthen you and motivate you and encourage you to keep doing what the Lord has called you to do. This is for someone. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow for another episode of Every Day with Jesus broadcast. We're going to be teaching the Word of God, making progress on our study on confession of sins. Do good to invite your friends, your relatives, colleagues, classmates, schoolmates, anybody at all, and let's come together to have a great time in the Word of God. And don't forget to have a great day of being full of the Word, full of the Spirit, full of prayer, spiritual songs, and be a blessing to somebody. See you in the next episode.